This is Aviv with a new and special key, the 10 Wheels of Innovation. Today I'd like to share with you a series of reflections and insights. The first iteration of the trace I'm about to share with you was developed when I created the Emerald Keys workshop series. The next iteration appeared when we developed the template for greatness, the three propulsions of great organizations. But today, it takes a new form. For the best of my knowledge, this trace has never been articulated before. For a number of years, I've been thinking that this should serve as a framework for a fascinating book or a graduate degree course. But as you know, I operate in the field of consulting and am not in the privileged position of academic pursuit with teams of researchers working for me. I have chosen what is for me an even greater privilege, which is the exhilaration of a consulting practice. Exhilarating because I get to work with brilliant executive teams whose endeavor is to concretize ideas in practical ways that create value. In any case, it's time. This research needs to be put out. And so here we go. These are extraordinary and remarkable times. Hope and despair, triumph and defeat, light and darkness all get closer and closer to each other. Success and failure, breakthrough and breakdown, they increasingly appear just a nanomillimeter or a nanosecond away from each other. This key traces the 10 wheels of innovation. First, we saw to the 20,000 feet view as we make the trace. Then, we look at the next big, game-changing innovation that will transform the world in new and radical ways. Now, as you come along with me on this journey, sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. At an early age, I was fascinated by great world explorers, Vasco da Gama, James Cook, Christopher Columbus, and others. Before falling asleep, I used to wonder what propelled these men into adventure, to explore uncharted, unknown worlds. What gave them the courage? What passion, what vision, what adventurism or thrill of possible glory impelled them to take such risks? They were the pathfinders and the entrepreneurs of their time. Their passion, I thought, was instructive to understand the passion that impelled great innovators through the ages. As I reflected on this through my own journey in life, I realized that discovery and innovation follow and come out of men's deepest impulses, and that there are two primary impulses that drive the wheels of innovation. The first is the desire for increased mobility. I call this the freedom impulse. The second is the desire for increased conductivity, which I call the connection impulse. Just think about this. Every man-made thing you can observe and use was created because of men's desire for freedom and for connection, and the power and meaning these provide. So let us look at the trace. First, what was man's first innovation? Well, the first big innovation, the first huge leap forward, was the invention of the wheel. Assisted mobility was made possible and utilized for the first time and became the first great innovation. Take away the wheel and you take away almost everything you see around you today. Just think of all the things you know, large and small, that have a wheel as part of their design and or were made possible by a wheel. With the invention of the wheel, mobility independent of the strength of our own legs became possible. Power greater than man's own muscle was engaged and leveraged for the first time. It was a colossal development that opened the way for all the innovations that followed. The second wheel was the proliferation of knowledge. The Diamond Sutra, a Buddhist scripture dated 888, is the first example of block printing. But Gutenberg began work on his printing press in 1436 and published the first 200 copies of block-printed Bible in 1455. It is Gutenberg who is credited with unleashing the immense power of the printing press. And the popularization of the printing press brought the proliferation of knowledge and ended the control and power preserved by the priesthood. The empowerment and the proliferation of knowledge catalyzed dramatic social changes. The printing press became a trigger for commercialism and enabled and popularized self-expression that led to new inventions. Let's look then at the third wheel of innovation, the unleashing of industrialization. The first wheel of innovation delivered assisted mobility. The second wheel distributed and moved knowledge from the few to the many. The third wheel of innovation engaged a new source of power and propelled the Industrial Revolution. Using boiling water to produce motion is an idea almost 2,000 years old. The first practical steam-powered engine was a water pump developed in 1698 by Thomas Savery. It was followed by the first commercially successful engine around 1712. Steam engines led to powered pumping stations and steamships and opened the way for railway locomotives and traction engines, which powered tractors for agricultural use and road cars. Engines enabled machines and capabilities that transformed the way people lived. The pace of life accelerated, new travel possibilities opened up, and production processes and capacities unimagined before became possible. The third wheel of innovation powered and catalyzed major socioeconomic shift, which accelerated the development of cities around industrial centers. And then it was the turn of the fourth wheel. The fourth wheel of innovation was defying gravity. Men's desire for greater mobility and freedom was not pacified with the development of trains and automobiles. Observations of birds' flights fascinated men from the beginning of time. And so when the Wright brothers took off on December 17, 1903, a new day dawned. This was the fourth wheel of innovation, which defied gravity and took to the sky. Aviation was born and a bigger world opened up. No longer were people dependent on the sea for traveling beyond their boundaries. And this was the beginning of the end of the British Empire. The dominance and power of the Royal Navy, which controlled the sea, became obsolete. The rise of America was underway. Our trace now continues, and we call the fifth wheel from mobility to connectivity. Each innovation wheel expanded people's horizons. Assisted mobility turned into power mobility with a steam engine, and then cheated gravity with aerodynamic lift. The next innovation pushed the envelope and expanded horizons again. Closing distances with mobility gave way to eliminating distances through connectivity. The evolution of the telephone had many steps, but the first dial phone was installed at Bell Systems in Norfolk, Virginia in 1919. The first transatlantic call was made in 1927. People were now able to communicate in real time over great distances. With this new capability and power, the communication revolution was underway, and it led to one breakthrough after another. Imagine this, real-time reporting was made possible, which later led to the possibilities of virtual collaboration. The world changed again. Which brings us to talk about the sixth wheel, electronics-powered connectivity. As a young man, I often observed that older people who were born before there was a telephone in their home would shout when speaking on the phone, even when the line was perfectly clear. They would shout louder for an international call. they had not fully internalized the idea that distance was eliminated with electronically powered connectivity. The transistor, which is our sixth hero in this trace, was developed in parallel at the Bell Labs in Norfolk and in Westinghouse in Paris, France. It replaced a vacuum tube to provide electronic signal switch and the amplification of signals. Transistors enabled and powered the radio, and then the television revolution and the proliferation of real-time news. Radio and then TV became central characters in people's lives and took center stage in the experiences of families and nations. The golden era of radio and TV created a unified set of experiences for an entire nation and at times nearly the entire globe. Think about Apollo 11 landing on the moon and the Apollo 13 rescue mission. Then came the seventh wheel, which unleashed computing power. As the transistor revolutionized the field of electronics, it paved the way for smaller and cheaper radios, calculators, and then computers. Unleashing computing power drove the seventh wheel of innovation. With semiconductors replacing vacuum tubes, it was possible to integrate thousands or millions of discrete transistors and create a microprocessor. This was a programmable digital electronic component that incorporated the function of a central processing unit, CPU, that interpreted computer program instructions and processed data. That was the seventh wheel. First, there was an engine that accelerated mobility. Now there was an engine that powered computing. The world changed again as computing power augmented and magnified human capacity and enabled new scientific, technological, and medical breakthroughs. Businesses embraced information technology and harnessed automated processes to increase productivity. And it was this acceleration that led to the eighth wheel, which transformed almost every field. You guessed it, we are talking about the internet. IBM developed mainframe computing power, Bill Gates envisioned PC in every home, and Steve Jobs brought elegant and intuitive experience to computing. And then there was the Big Bang. The internet was born. Computer networks emerged first within military and scientific research organizations, in DARPA and in select universities. But in 1990s, the World Wide Web was rapidly evolving into a pool of human knowledge allowing remote collaborators to share ideas. Almost overnight, we changed the way we communicate and interact. From an evolutionary biology standpoint, such rapid mutation in species mode of communication is completely breathtaking and unheard of. The internet changed the way we learn, how we work and communicate, and the way we socialize and live our lives. It transforms social patterns, and yes, we are just beginning to realize that it is changing the human brain. The commercialization of the internet happened rapidly. With e-commerce taking off almost immediately, nearly every business on the planet was disrupted. Tremendous new businesses were created, and Thomas Friedman informed us that the earth was flat after all. The free movement of ideas was quickly changing nations and impacting government structures. As Google unleashed the power of search, which may deserve in this trace to be crowned as an innovation wheel by itself, the envelope of omnipresent, just-in-time knowledge propagation was perpetually pushed. And this then led us to the ninth wheel, which we call Web 2.0, and mobile connectivity. Web 2.0 changed the nature of the internet. At first, you were visiting a digital library, but quickly that changed to the experience of participating in a conversation. Wiki, Hawaiian word for fast, enabled a new way of collaboration and co-creation. Software as service collaboration platforms brought us globally into one shared room. The freedom impulse and the connectivity impulse were fully converging and integrating in cloud-enabled mobile connectivity. The BlackBerry, the iPhone, and the iPad, and all other devices and an ecosystem that supported mobile connectivity were evolving at light speed and promised you could do anything, anywhere, anytime. The silos of print, radio, TV, and the internet media forms were rapidly meshing into one integrated convergence that flowed at you from all directions with all options available in all forms, anywhere, anytime. A younger generation of digital natives does not know another world and no longer perceives physical and virtual experiences as separate realities, but one meshed continuum. What for older generations looked impossible, think dolphins flying in the sky with falcons, was part of the cyber landscape for the digital natives. Which brings us to where we are now, at the threshold of the 10th wheel, which I propose is finding the source. The second decade of the 21st century is accelerating the race. We are trying to find the 10th and the 11th wheels of innovation that will also get us out of the crazy indebtedness of the developed world, which is threatening to swallow everything in a financial black hole of OTC derivatives. As social networking engulfed the globe and seamless mobile connectivity changed us socially and relationally, culturally and behaviorally, biologically and geopolitically, the race to find the source is on. The 10th wheel of innovation will unleash safe and clean, ubiquitous sources of energy. Let's proceed into what's coming with an imaginary thought experiment. Imagine the price of oil north of $200 and on the way to $300 a barrel. Imagine a world where an oil-fueled economy is quickly becoming a dark chapter in our history. Imagine we are on course to stop burning things to produce energy. The future I ask you to imagine is where elegant, ubiquitous, and affordable energy is harvested and captured, and the ability to create power greenly and safely cascades into new businesses. Imagine these innovations unleashing new possibilities, and imagine 2 billion people emerging from poverty. No longer are they deprived of the 9 wheels of innovation. Instead, imagine they became users and co-creative participants. And then, imagine this 10th innovation wheel of new energy sources renaissance accelerating the search for the 11th and the 12th wheels. The search to find the source of life and engage it directly. And then the search to come into contact with the source of spirit, which takes on new meaning and significance. But we'll have to get back to this on another key. So here are the innovation wheels. First was the wheel, which enabled assisted movement. Second was the printing press and the proliferation of knowledge. Third was the steam engine that unleashed the Industrial Revolution. Fourth was aviation that defied gravity. Fifth was the telephone and the communication revolution. Sixth was the transistor, which brought us the radio and television. Seventh was the CPU, powering the computing revolution. The eighth was the internet that made the world flat. And the ninth was Web 2.0, and mobile connectivity, which enabled collaborative engagement anywhere, anytime, in any form. And yes, now we're in the search for the next Holy Grail, and I propose the 10th breakthrough will be about new energy sources. Each of these wheels accelerated our mobility, brought us closer, made us feel more connected, and enabled a new set of capabilities. How will the 10th and the 11th wheel emerge and show up? What new unknown worlds will be open next? What new capabilities, knowledge, and possibilities will we unleash? How will these affect the nature of life and the socio-economic fabric throughout our beloved planet? These are the questions of this time. Now it's your turn. turn the key. Imagine the next wheels of innovation. Someone you know may catalyze and make possible this fantastic next wheel of innovation. Our world needs many people envisioning, imagining, and co-creating a bright and enlightened future. Talk to your loved ones and friends about the thrill of new possibilities. We are all called to experience and play a part in dramatic and bright new futures that will impel and propel us forward.